Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm putting another shirt on. It's freezing here at the farmhouse, 11 degrees. Cows are losing weight, and we are in protection mode to keep our animals alive. No kidding, because it's going to get colder. It's not going to get warmer. And the streams, ponds are frozen. The cattle water is working. That's a full-time job. Bert Bertonis is with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here again. And we're going to have an interesting topic today.
Yeah. Bert, I have with us a call from one of our instructors in Australia. She's on the line right now. She asked permission to come on for 5 minutes or so to give us information about the lockdown. I don't do this normally, but the information I got from Jason was that Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia, called in, and she's got some information. Gwyneth, I'm glad to see that you're healing, and I'm looking forward to broadcasting with you for an hour next Wednesday. What's up, Gwyneth?
Okay. In the top of the hour news, they provided the broadcast that Victoria has just been put. I got the information that I got was that it was a stage four lockdown, but I think they said at the top of the hour news it was a stage five lockdown. But whichever way, it's basically a full lockdown that we've been put under. To the degree that if I travelled 5 kilometres from my home, I could be arrested and basically put in prison. And to put that in perspective, the closest grocery store is 20 kilometres away. Somebody's either not thinking or has it in for us. And they say that it's going to be next Wednesday, but he could change his mind on a dime. This guy's a psychopath. Dan Andrews is a psychopath. He's a megalomaniac, mental patient with a lot of power locally there.
You're talking about the Prime Minister. All right, so when you said 5 kilometers... We've got, let me look at the delay. We've got a delay here. It looks like half a second between me and GCN, then probably another half a second. I guess we're about 2 or 3 seconds between you and me, Gwyneth, total delay. 5 kilometers converted to miles is 3.1 miles, class. So the lockdown, as Gwyneth is telling you, stage five lockdown, you can't go more than 3 miles from your house. Otherwise, you are subject to arrest. Now, Gwyneth, is this essentials? If you have, if you want to buy food, what are we talking about? Gas, what?
Well, they won't let me go into the grocery store. If I go into the nearest town to the grocery store, I'll be arrested. And that's the same for everybody, basically, in country Victoria, because the towns are a long way apart.
Right.
They've got it in for the people in country Victoria. They've put us under siege. And I'm not going anywhere, incidentally, because I don't have a car. I'm not going to put any of my friends into the danger of giving me a lift. And for me, it's an accomplishment if I walk down to the end of my farm driveway and back. I regard that as being an accomplishment at the moment. because of my physical health. So I'm not going anywhere. But I've got enough food stored to see me by. And my farm's producing enough food to see me get by. My chickens are laying enough eggs a day to feed us. And my vegetable garden's producing enough vegetables to feed us. So I'm going to be okay. I'm not in any danger. But I'm thinking of everybody else in this state, because a lot of people, even country people, don't have that much food put by. So I've got maybe or 3 months food put by. I'm going to be okay.
It's not like we haven't been warning everybody who's got ears to pay attention for 10 years, or actually over, that we've been broadcasting for 10 years telling people that this is coming, this is coming. And so here it is. So lockdown, and this is at a stroke of a pen, class. Prime Minister can say, let's make it 5 kilometers. No, 6. No, 8. No, 3. No, 20. No, let's forget the whole thing. With a stroke of a pen, all of this can change. It can be implemented. And it can be lifted. And they have armies to do this. And the armies sometimes wear black. Sometimes they wear blue. Sometimes they wear tan. Sometimes they wear green. But the ubiquitous team we're talking about is the blue team. That's what they're there for. They are there to implement the will of the king. And the king could be the little hometown mayor. It could be the county commissioners. It could be the county supervisors. It could be the city mayor. It could be the governor. It could be the CEO of the country or the prime minister. A whole bunch of kings are involved, and they all have their kingdoms, and they all want to be in charge of their own little kingdom, and they have the team with guns to enforce their will. Gwyneth, I'm so glad. Sounds like you're getting stronger. And we'll do an hour next week. And if you want to do, an hour or two the following week, your seat is still warm. It's not going anywhere. And it sounds like you are on the mend.
Yep. I'm getting there. I'm feeling a bit better each day. Yep. And, but I thought that this was important enough to wake myself up and to get on the phone for a little bit of time, because I didn't even know any of this. Until my son went to a church youth group meeting, and he came back, and he said, I'm not going to school on Monday, Mum. And I said, why not? He's just re-enrolled in the public training camp. He decided he wanted to graduate high school. And I said, why not? He said, oh, it's classes online. The whole state's been put into lockdown. And I went, what? And it's that quick, that sudden. You know?
I had a dream about that last night. The dream I had was the term kept coming up. Ignorance is no excuse. So if you're driving along and you thought the speed limit was 55 and it went to 35 and somebody mowed down that sign, you know, by running over it last night, you know, through running off the road, and the sign was not there, and you were going 55 and what you thought was 55 was really 35, but the sign was gone, knocked down. Ignorance is no excuse. You still get the ticket. Yeah. So ignorance is no excuse to the law. So what I'm saying is they can change on a dime, and you can say, well, when did you do that? And they walked 20 minutes ago. And, well, I didn't know. Well, ignorance is no excuse. We did it 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, I think that what Dan Andrews has done, the South State Premier, not the National Prime Minister, but the state, you know, like a state mm-hmm. governor.
Yeah.
What he's done is just, at the very least, extremely ignorant, and is going to kill people. And I believe that sooner or later, that he is so bad, he is Mao Zedong level, he is Adolf Hitler level, and sooner or later he's going to start killing people. And you can see that look in his eye. He's got a twisted little grin. He's a psychopath. And he's megalomaniac. He's king of the chicken pen. He's got all of the little chickens around him. and it's absolutely sickening. Every time I can't even stand to see him on the film, on the videos, on YouTube and that. Yeah, this is what it's like. This is what it's like to live with somebody like this as your state leader of politics. It's horrible.
Gwyneth, I've got to go. I really appreciate you checking in with us and giving us that update. I'm looking forward to broadcasting with you next Wednesday. Keep me posted via email, please.
Oh, absolutely. No. God bless you all, and I'll see you later.
God bless. Thank you. That was Gwyneth Isaacs. And for those of you who are new to the class, she fell off her horse. Broke probably half her ribs, punctured a lung, did a lot of damage, and she's recovering. It's been weeks, and her first appearance was today, and she's going to come back for an hour next week, and then probably 2 hours, and you know, after that. But her seat is warm, and I just wanted to say thank you, Gwyneth Isaacs. Bert, you've got a lot of information about crypto. Please begin.
Yeah, horrible to hear what's going on in Australia. You know, I think we're going to look back and see that shutdowns just have bad effects, and the cure is worse than the disease, and COVID's horrible, but shutdowns really only make things worse. I mean, sometimes the intention's good, sometimes, like Glenn said, we don't know, but... Anyway, moving on, how much time do we have before the break, then?
I've got about 3 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, so what I really wanted to do is, before we get into the, you know, nuts and bolts of Bitcoin and crypto, is kind of give a talk about how the current system works here in the United States and most Western countries for currency. Because I think at the end of the day, when we're done here discussing Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, we're going to find there's actually a lot of similarities to regular money, dollars, because a dollar is virtual as well. There's no store of value tangible in a dollar bill. So what I wanted to talk about is how our government creates the money we have right now. And so we have two separate branches of government, the Federal Reserve Bank and the Treasury. And basically, you can think of it as one creates the money and the other one spends it. And we've decided to make those two branches independent of each other. And the Federal Reserve is actually totally independent of any other branch of the government. The Treasury works in the executive branch, but they're authorized by the legislature. So the Federal Reserve Bank literally prints money. I mean, that's what they do. They have a printing press, and they print bills, and they create a bank. But rather than, like in a banana republic, where they just give the money out and spend it, we'll call that the banana model, the Federal Reserve Bank loans it through their Federal Reserve Bank to other banks. And then from there, you or your business can borrow that money. So you wonder why they do that, and they do it as a way to control currency and keep it from, you know, becoming a banana republic, or, you know, call it a banana coin or banana bill. So that money is all loaned out. Believe it or not, all those dollars that you see circulating in the world economy, they started by being loaned out by the Federal Reserve Bank.
All right, we'll be right back. And the Fed.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump, month and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert with us, and we're talking about currency. Only comment I have, Bert, is the Federal Reserve is a private corporation for profit, for the profit of their shareholders. The shareholders are the individual member banks, and they are throughout the globe. But please continue.
Yeah, but it's kind of an odd entity because they are really appointed by the president, confirmed by the chairman, or confirmed by the Senate. So, that's how our money's created. So believe it or not, as opposed to the Banana Republic method, all money is actually loaned out from the Federal Reserve. You know, right now it's interest rates are below 1%, so very low rate, but it gets loaned out. And by the way, some people say, well, what do they do with the interest they make? Well, they use it to pay their salaries and build their Federal Reserve building, and then what's left over is turned over to the Treasury. So now the Treasury is who spends the money, and the Treasury they don't have a direct line from the Federal Reserve to get the money. What they do is they borrow it. At least they borrow what they need to cover their spending in excess of what they're collecting in taxes, and that's been a lot the last few years. The last time the Treasury and the federal government had a balanced budget was the last year of Bill Clinton, believe it or not, last time we had a balanced budget. So the Treasury borrows money. They issue what's known as Treasury bills or Treasury notes or Treasury bonds, and that's simply the term of the borrowing. If it's short term it's a bill and so on and so forth. So they go out and borrow that money and then spend it. And again, interest rates pretty low, so they've been borrowing it at, you know, 1 or 2% depending on the term of the loan. And at some point that money has to be paid back, but they can just, you know, keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. And there is debt service, and that's part of the Treasury budget. So that's how the extra money gets injected into the economy. And since COVID hit, there's been tremendous deficit spending. The last time we saw it that big was in 2008, and now we've gone even bigger with deficit spending in 2020 and 2021 now. So that's the money that's going into circulation. And by the way, that excess cash that we have circulating in the economy, a lot of people think, is why we have what we talked about last week, why we have those GameStop and other stocks soaring to unheard of valuations, because there's so much money in the economy. And instead of going into maybe, wage inflation or price of bread inflation, interestingly enough, this time it's gone into financial asset inflation. So that kind of describes our system. Now, there's one last piece of it, and that's called monetizing the debt. So even though we're not a banana republic, the Federal Reserve, so think about drawing on a piece of paper these entities. You have the Fed, you have the Treasury, and then you have the economy. The Federal Reserve can actually buy those Treasury notes and bills and put them on the shelf. And in effect, that's monetizing the debt, and it is sort of banana republic, and that's what's going on right now. The Federal Reserve can actually complete that circle, buy back those Treasury notes and bonds, and just shelve them. And what they've replaced them with is cash, more cash from their printing press. And that's going on right now. And in a sense, if you think that through, that is in practical actuality what a banana republic does when they just print money and start spending it.
All right, so let me give you an example. Tell me if this is correct, Bert. So let's say Mrs. Finelli and I were broke, the whole farm here, let's say we're broke, and we owed $100,000 and we couldn't pay it. Let's say we were that just broke, nothing, there's nothing we could do. So I go to Mrs. Finelli and say, we're not broke. We just owe $100,000. Tell you what, let me get a piece of paper here. And I tear out a piece of paper out of a notebook, and I say, $100,000. I'm just going to put this on a shelf, and I'm going to cancel that $100,000 debt we owe, because I just created a note on a piece of paper that says it's worth $100,000. Now we're even. Tell you what, hold that thought. I'm going to write another note for $50,000, and we'll be $50,000 in the black. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, except you can't do it. The government can.
All right. All right. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Problems continue to plague the Lincoln Project organization and is now facing big problems and major legal trouble after it was accused of publishing screenshots of private Twitter direct messages belonging to one of its co-founders, Jennifer Horn. Horn left the Lincoln Project last week amid the John Weaver scandal. The Lincoln Project is an American political action committee formed in late 2019. The Department of Health and Human Services has been made aware that the COVID-19 vaccine was listed as one of the several causes of death for an individual in Nebraska. The individual, a male in his late 40s with a number of medical conditions, died between 1 and 2 weeks after receiving his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. DHHS says vaccination is still the best line of defense against the COVID-19 pandemic. NASCAR fires back up this weekend. Sunday is Daytona 500 season opener, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Remember when GameStop stock prices went to $483 a share? Not bad for a struggling company. It didn't appear any laws were broken in a move that hurt hedge fund managers by the well-organized movement, mainly on social media service Reddit. Giving us a better perspective, USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Federal prosecutors and regulators are investigating whether market manipulation or other types of misconduct fueled the rapid rise last month in prices of stocks such as GameStop and AMC Entertainment Holdings. Those fluctuations hurt hedge funds. When it comes to hedge funds, pollster Frank Luntz tells CNBC the public doesn't have too strong of an opinion about a hedge fund.
The fact is that this is an industry that's under attack. This is an industry that isn't trusted. People don't have faith and confidence in it. And one of the challenges is that they, quite frankly, they've got no one explaining what they do. And I don't mean lobbyists. I mean people who are responsible for saying, for explaining the process, explaining why they are important to the investment community, because right now, with Democrats in control of the House and Senate, you could absolutely see some sort of constraints, additional regulation, because that was key in all of this, that the American people want to see some sort of balance.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A hedge fund is a pooled investment fund that trades in relatively liquid assets and is able to make extensive use of more complex trading. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us. And Bert has a master's degree in business administration. And one of the things he's telling you is that, he didn't say it in these words, but the economic system of the United States and many countries throughout the world is a house of cards. And it is backed by the full faith and credit of the taxing ability of the corporate governments to extract from you what they want and manipulate and provide an image that everything's okay. Other than that, it's backed by absolutely nothing except debt, which is worse than nothing. Bert?
Yeah, so it is interesting when you conceptualize it that all the money, all the dollars that we have in circulation were created by debt. And The only way it keeps going is by loaning out more and more money. And then if something happens like in 2008 where it starts to fall apart, and that's exactly what happened, it started to fall apart for various reasons, then the solution was to monetize that debt, and the Federal Reserve literally would print dollars, hand them out by buying up Treasury notes and Treasury bonds and just throwing that. They called Ben Bernanke Helicopter Ben because he was throwing $100 bills out of helicopters. And pretty much that's almost exactly what he was doing. But it did save the economy. And then in 2020, when we had probably an even greater financial crisis, we did the same thing even more, and that's what saved the economy, or at least kept it going. But it has caused inflation, and as we spoke about, that inflation is showing up in interesting places, like financial assets. But anyhow, we talked about how the dollar came about and what's backing it. So that leads into cryptocurrency, and do you have any questions on that so far, or I'll talk about Bitcoin?
No. No, please continue. The only thing I'd like to say is that you got your master's degree in the early 1980s. I got mine in the late 70s, and I don't believe either one of us learned about the term quantitative easing in either I didn't read it or it wasn't in my coursework. And I believe the answer is it was never in my coursework, and I don't believe it was in yours either. Quantitative easing. That's a new name for throwing money at the problem, right?
Yeah, there used to, you know, I was taught that you couldn't have inflation and low unemployment and economic growth at the, you know, they were all counter to each other. In other words, if you wanted to help the economy and create more money, that would cause inflation, but employment would improve, and then vice versa. What we learned in the 1970s was you could have high inflation and high unemployment and a stagnant economy and low economic growth. Which kind of threw Keynesian economic theory out the door, that it was kind of bogus. You know, maybe in the very short term it worked, but in the medium and long term it didn't work. But that's a topic for another day and, you know, another lesson.
Yeah, let's go into crypto. So what is it? It's an imaginary thing that you can't feel one, can't touch one, but it takes a lot of electricity to make one, right?
Yeah, so it starts with what's known as blockchain. And a blockchain, I don't want to get too technical, but a blockchain is a digital list of records. It's just a very long digital formula. And so all this is possible because of advanced computing. So in 2008, a guy called Satoshi Nakamoto, and to this day we don't know if that's actually a person or a group of people, but he invented blockchain in order to use for his new currency, which was called Bitcoin. And it's basically a digital currency. And, well, it is a digital currency. And the beauty of it is it does have finite amount that you can create. So to give you an example, is anybody could probably create their own currency. You and your neighbors on your ranches could go out and just create, call them Ozarkies, and start printing them, you know, get a laser printer and start printing them. But they wouldn't be worth much very quickly because you'd print so many that they'd become worthless. The beauty of Bitcoin is that the way the algorithm works is when you start creating them, each digital Bitcoin gets harder and harder to create. And there is a finite number that ultimately can be created by computers. And to give you an idea, to create a Bitcoin now, you need like a warehouse full of computers burning megawatts of electricity to generate the next Bitcoin. But there is a finite supply, and that's what adds to the appreciation that we've seen to it, that there's only so many that can be created. But there's no intrinsic value to it. If you have a gold coin, that gold has intrinsic value to society and to the economy. a Bitcoin has no value other than what we say it's worth. Okay.
And it makes me sick. And it makes me sick, and I'll tell you why. Because about 4 or 5 years ago, you could have bought a Bitcoin, and we talked about it for $750. A couple days ago, that same $750 Bitcoin was at $48,684, roughly $49,000. As a matter of fact, I have a feeling it even went over $49,000. It's amazing. It's absolutely, and there's no reason. You can't hold it. You can't look at it. You can't flip it and go heads or tails with it. It's an imaginary thing. And so if I had, and I'm not going to tell you my position on Bitcoin, class, but if I had bought four of them, four Bitcoins, I could have cashed them in a few days ago, walked across the road to our neighbors and said, I'll tell you what, what'd you say, $165,000 you want for this farm? Here, it's yours, $165,000 in cash. Sign over the deed, and we're done. And I could have bought that for four $750 Bitcoins invested 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It's crazy. I don't think anything has appreciated as much as this imaginary currency in this short of a time. Has it? I don't know of anything that's gone up this much as a percentage.
Yeah, Vince, and so I think it's important to state, because the value is so crazy that I believe, and a lot of other people believe, Bitcoin could never replace another currency, because the whole point of a currency is to have a stable, you know, relatively stable value, and you can't possibly have that. In other words, how can you go out to buy your dinner at a restaurant, and in the course of eating your meal, the price of if you were going to use Bitcoin, the price of Bitcoin changed by 10 or 20%. I mean, it makes no sense. So personally, I'm not against blockchains and the fact that digital currency may ultimately be the way we conduct business, but it has to be something that can't change as wildly. I mean, the first Bitcoins were sold for less than a dollar. I mean, they say that the first major trade of a Bitcoin was 5,000 Bitcoins sold for $5, meaning each Bitcoin was worth a tenth of a penny. And now it's $45,000 for one. So you can't have a currency for any country that changes like that.
You mentioned something very interesting. Back in the Weimar Republic in Germany, before World War II, the currency was so volatile. And you've heard the stories of it would take a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a loaf of bread. And if you had a wheelbarrow, you could buy a whole block, because the wheelbarrow was worth more than the currency that you could fit in the wheelbarrow. But what would happen is, if you did go to get a meal out, let's say at a restaurant, people were paying for their meal before they ate it, because it would cost more after they were done, like a lot more.
Yeah, like 20, so this, 30, 40, what's interesting 50, 100% is this more. Is exactly the mirror image of that. In other words, instead of the currency having inflation and depreciating by 50% in one day, it's now the other way. It's going up in value in one day, which is crazy, but it kind of exemplifies that a currency is only worth what you think it's worth, or what you say it's worth, or what someone willing to buy or sell it the size it's worth. So it's just kind of crazy in that respect. And, you know, should Bitcoin be worth $45,000? I don't know. But, you know, a while ago you could buy a Bitcoin for $5 or $10. Did that price make sense? It's only what someone's willing to buy and sell it for.
And what their perception of its worth is. And as my father told me back in the 1960s, that money is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. But what he forgot was comma, because they got a big gun at your head. That's what he didn't tell me. And so a lot of people believe that, you know, that our currency was stable. And back in the 60s, it was relatively stable. In the 50s, it was even more stable. But now it's kind of unstable. And if you look at the real purchasing power, What do things cost? If you look at vintage anything, vintage quality anything, tools, etc., things that we made in this country back in the 60s, 70s, they cost more now than they cost back then. Because people want quality, and people don't know where to get quality, except for the vintage American products. So wrenches, tools, screwdrivers, ratchets, battery chargers, those things are considered quality if they were American made.
Yeah, so,
and if they were backed. And they cost a lot now, a lot.
Yeah, so, you know, if you want to see what's actually been stable, interestingly enough, is if you look at what an ounce of gold will buy in terms of a tangible product, you know, whether it's food or a house or land. And gold has basically proven to be not necessarily a great investment in that you're going to make money, but over the very long term, and I mean hundreds of years, it's proven to be stable and in effect be a hedge against inflation or in effect be a way to measure the price of something without having inflation. In other words, you know, how much does an ounce of gold buy? And it's fairly close that you can buy today with an ounce of gold about what you could buy, you know, in 1800 with an ounce of gold.
Absolutely true. And, you know, Bert, I have been, you know, we've been friends for a very, very long time, and I've been agonizing with this. Is it better to have digits in the bank? Is it better to have gold? Is it better to have silver? Is it better? What is it best to have? And I've come up with the conclusion that for me, as this is just for me and my family, that it's better to have a farm, farm implements, the tools, and some of the supplies to keep it running. Now, will we ever become rich? No. If I took, $10,000 and bought Bitcoin, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I could buy whatever farm I wanted and hire all the people to run it. But I didn't. I did it the hard way. And the slow and steady way. And I'm still okay with that. I'm not looking back saying coulda, shoulda, woulda. I'm saying I'm fine with what we did. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. And Bert, I'd just like to put an exclamation point on what you said. You talked about gold being store of wealth and having roughly the same purchasing power over time. Absolutely true. And let me give you a concrete example. Bert, you and I are about the same age, plus or minus a couple of years. I'm being a little older. But do you remember back in the early 1960s being able to go to a soda machine and buying a Coke branded Coke for 10 cents? Do you remember that? Hey, did we lose Bert?
I absolutely remember. And, you know, I can also remember buying a McDonald's hamburger and fries both for a quarter. You know, 10 cents for the fries, 15 cents for the burger.
Yeah. Well, where I lived, it was 10 cents for the burger and 12 for the fries. But anyway, so the point being that in the 1960s, early 1960s, you could buy a Coke brand beverage. I'm not suggesting that you should have done it. I'm just saying that you could have for a dime out of a machine. And a machine was the most expensive way of doing that. Well, if you look at the dime that you would have used back then, it would have been a 1964 or previous minted dime made with 90% silver. I just looked up the price. The silver content of that dime, 1964 and earlier, a Rosenvelt dime, or a Mercury dime, 1945 and earlier, was the face value was 10 cents. But the silver content right now is $1.98. So a dime from back then would have $1.98 worth of silver in it. So if you went to a coin store and you said, I got this dime from 1964 or earlier, can you change this for, you know, current currency? They give you roughly $1.98. Now, could you take $1.98 and buy a soda today, a Coke, branded Coke, out of a machine? Of course. You can get one for $2. All right, so I'm saying is,
you could probably buy one for a buck, and that's only because of technology and advancement that, in real terms, it costs us less to make Coke nowadays, because we've gotten more efficient at it.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is the purchasing power has remained with silver, okay? Just as it has with gold. Now, it fluctuates a little bit, but what I'm saying is that is the exclamation point for what you said.
Yeah.
Okay? Dime is now worth $2.
Yeah. So, you know, what I'm trying to say on Bitcoin is I think there's some merit to having a digital currency and using a blockchain. People who think that a Bitcoin is going to replace dollars, it's crazy because, you know, Bitcoin was in 2011, 10 years ago, a Bitcoin was $1. and that had already appreciated a lot to get to that dollar. Now it's $45,000. You can't have a currency controlling your economy that has those kind of crazy price moves. So we need to think of something, you know, maybe to replace dollars with and to have a more stable system than we have now. But the way Bitcoin is set up, obviously that can't work. It's like we said in the last segment, it's the mirror image of the Weimar Republic with, you know, cash in a wheelbarrow to go buy a loaf of bread.
All right, let's extrapolate this to something really, really dangerous. In terms of mining, which is what they use, there's no mining, it's just electricity and it's computational cycles and a blithering waste of electricity to generate these things. The amount of electricity that's used to generate what appears to be a concept that people think is a currency is beyond crazy, because you could use that electricity to mine real things, you know, like ore out of the ground. You could use it for refining. You could use it for manufacturing. You could use it for harvesting food. You could use it for reality rather than a conceptual image of a currency that really is baseless other than the concept. What I'm saying is we are polluting the planet with this nonsense. And so if the governments and Bank of New York, we used to call Bank of New York Boney, Bank of New York, B-O-N-Y. Now it's B-N-Y. Boney. Boney has just been the latest bank to adopt the concept of jumping on cryptocurrencies. This could suffocate all life on the planet by generating this concept. I'm talking about the generation of electricity through fossil fuels, natural gas, oil, whatever it is, burning oxygen to generate a concept to suffocate us so we can transact with other people through a digital means. Beyond crazy.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, I don't think that's the vision the founders of blockchain and Bitcoin had. They originally gave you a Bitcoin from mining as a reward for running the blockchain to verify all the network transactions. In other words, for your computer determining that, yeah, all these transactions are valid, you got an extra Bitcoin. But that evolved into you would do it to mine for a Bitcoin because the Bitcoins became valuable, and so people started running their computers to generate more and more Bitcoins. But now, like you said, you have to burn the electricity of, like, running a city, a small city, in order to create the next Bitcoin. And so that's totally crazy. And it's just the situation we're at now. And in part, I blame what we talked about, the massive injection of cash into the economy, especially over the past year, partly to blame of causing the financial assets, and Bitcoin in particular, to hit crazy levels.
Yeah, we're out of time, Bert. Thanks so much. I blame it on concentrated ignorance of the generally dumb public. Bert, thanks so much for being with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.